On Sunday, CBS will begin a 4-hour miniseries based on Truman Capote's 1965 novel, In Cold Blood. It stars ER's popular star Anthony Edwards as Dick Hickok and Eric Roberts as Perry Smith, the two men who robbed and murdered the four members of the Clutter family in Holcomb, Kansas, in November of 1959. In Cold Blood was a hit in movie houses in the 1960s. Now critic Ken Tucker reviews the TV remake.
You might recall that Truman Capote's book about the 1959 Midwestern killing spree by two pathetic creeps got a lot of attention for creating a new genre, the so-called nonfiction novel, in which vivid dramatic detail and novelistic pacing were used to tell the stories of real people. Director Richard Brooks made a feature film of the book in 1967 with Robert Blake and Scott Wilson as Perry and Dick. Brooks shot his movie in black and white and stripped down the story to focus far less on the Clutter family and far more on the psychological problems of the killers. His In Cold Blood was an arty crowd-pleaser that, seen today, looks a little obvious, dated in its melodramatic Freudianisms. This weekend's new TV version of In Cold Blood, the least appetizing programming choice, by the way, that a network could have made for the Thanksgiving season, has a rare television virtue, the courage to be different. Instead of trying to appeal to older viewers' memories of Brooks's movie, or streamlining the tale to suit MTV attention spans, this In Cold Blood follows the structure of the book, as we follow Dick and Perry as they travel out to a Kansas farm to rob the place and end up killing an entire family. The television production also spends a lot of time with the Clutters, establishing them as warm, close, complicated, and troubled. This has both a timely virtue, what we would now call giving the victims their dignity, as well as a dramatic purpose. Director Jonathan Kaplan, who did Jodie Foster's 1988 Oscar-winning film The Accused, knows that the horror of the crime will be boosted if we like the Clutters, and that our fascination with the murderers will increase if they're shown in all their selfish banality. A good example of this occurs in a scene after the killings. Dick and Perry sit in a coffee shop doing what they always seem to be doing, squabbling and prevaricating like the lovers Capote wanted us to think of them as, arrogant, stupid romantics with a lot of blood on their hands.
We scored. It was perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. I had some wrong information.
Hallelujah.
Except for that, we hit the ball right out of the park, baby. And it's lost, and it's going to stay lost on account of there ain't one single connection.
One. I can think of one.
Floyd Wells? That who you mean, Floyd Wells? Well, might be worth it. If not get nabbed on a check bouncing charge, just get back in there. Right through the heart, honey.
The best thing about this In Cold Blood is the acting of the stars. Anthony Edwards, such a nice guy on ER, turns off the charm and captures Dick Hickok's thoughtless meanness. The usually gonzo Eric Roberts underplays Perry's addictions to aspirin, root beer, and sadism to subtle effect. But at 4 hours, In Cold Blood is just pointlessly long. After the umpteenth warm family scene, you just get bored and antsy. And Kaplan gives far too much screen time to Sam Neill as the Kansas federal agent heading up the investigation. It's as if the director is so grateful to have a movie actor in his TV show, he didn't notice that the role consists of just the facts, ma'am, police talk, and that Neill's sharp Australian accent keeps poking through the lawman's Midwestern flatness. Both Capote's book and the 68 movie, though widely praised, were also accused of titillating their audiences, of asking viewers to identify with the murderers and get off on the crime. Now, in the titillation-filled 90s, taking the opposite tack has resulted in a standard 90s irony, a nightmare turned tedious.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.